Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 26, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So I want to start with a theme that's been building all week but really crystallised yesterday at the Commerce Next Growth Show in New York. Executives from Ulta Beauty, Stitch Fix and Tapestry were on a panel discussing omnichannel retail, and the conversation kept landing on AI as a channel, not just a tool, but an actual shopping channel that brands need to manage. Kimberly Schenck, CEO of marketing tech firm Novi, put it bluntly. Most consumers are shifting discovery to agents, agentic platforms, ChatGPT and Gemini. And as a result, brand identity has to be consistent across every touchpoint, including AI systems. Josh Friedman from Ulta added that even in-store behavior is changing, with app usage inside physical stores surging. Omnichannel isn't just stores and websites anymore. It's stores, websites, apps, and a growing constellation of AI assistants. This connects directly to a piece from Search Engine Land that I think every merchant listening needs to read. It's called Your AI Salesforce is Already Selling Your Brand. The question is who trained it. The core argument is that AI recommendation systems don't work like traditional search. They build confidence profiles based on structured data, knowledge graphs, reviews, and third-party proof. If your brand's knowledge graph presence is weak, if your product data is thin, the AI simply won't have the confidence to recommend you, even if you rank beautifully on Google. This is a genuinely new challenge. You can be number one on Google and still be invisible to the AI agents that are increasingly mediating purchase decisions. Now, Google clearly sees this shift too because they had a busy day of announcements. Google Ads API version 24.2 landed with AI transparency tools, stronger security controls, and new Performance Max reporting features. They gave Demand Gen Gemini-powered creative recommendations, enhanced video optimization, and new measurement tools. And they introduced new merchant center agency roles that centralize client access management. Taken together, these updates show Google investing heavily in making its AI-driven advertising more transparent and more powerful simultaneously. If you're running Google Ads campaigns, especially Demand Gen or Performance Max, take time this week to review the new reporting and creative tools. They could give you meaningful competitive advantages. Search Engine Land also ran a fascinating piece asking what happens when companies are held accountable for AI-generated errors. A ruling against Google suggests courts may hold companies responsible for AI slop, errors in AI-generated content, even when humans didn't write it. For e-commerce merchants using AI to generate product descriptions or marketing copy, this is a heads up. Governance and review processes for AI-generated content aren't optional anymore. If your AI writes something inaccurate about your product and the customer relies on it, you may be on the hook. On the partner side, Hoover released version 2.0.13 of their checkout Stripe integration, and this is a substantial update. It brings compatibility with Stripe Payments 4.6, replacing payment method IDs with single-use confirmation tokens, moving saved payment methods entirely inside Stripe's payment element, and loading Stripe JS from their new Dahlia distribution channel. There's also a critical fix for checkouts that completed successfully but didn't redirect to the success page, the kind of bug that generates confused customer service tickets and erodes trust. If you're running Hoover Checkout with Stripe, this upgrade should be on your near-term roadmap, but test it thoroughly in staging first because the scope of changes is significant. Over in the Magento ecosystem, Mage Dispatch highlighted several community developments worth noting, essentials for testing Magento 2 modules, Hoover Playwright test for automated front-end testing, Layout Bricks as a new approach to Magento layouts, and a Magento 2 Snowflake integration for data warehousing. These are signs of a healthy ecosystem continuing to build practical tools for merchants and developers. And I can't let today pass without mentioning one of the most extraordinary corporate pivots in recent memory. Allbirds, the sustainable footwear brand that went public in 2021 at a $4 billion valuation, has officially completed its transformation into Smartbird, an AI infrastructure company. The brand and footwear assets were sold. The new CEO comes from enterprise AI and Amazon's quantum computing service. The ticker symbol is still Bird on the NASDAQ, but this is a completely different company now. While this is an extreme case, it tells you something about how powerful the gravitational pull of AI has become. Even companies that built strong consumer brands are rethinking their entire business model around AI infrastructure. Also worth noting, that Sephora is rolling out quiet hours globally following a successful pilot across 32 stores in 8 markets. 90% of customers said the initiative makes stores more inclusive. Walmart started doing something similar in 2023. It's a reminder that while AI and technology dominate the headlines, the fundamentals of customer experience of making people feel welcome in your store still matter enormously. Pulling today's threads together, the message is clear. AI is no longer a future consideration for e-commerce. It's a present reality that's reshaping discovery, advertising, and customer interaction. The brands that treat their product data as strategic sales collateral, audit their AI visibility, and invest in the governance of AI-generated content will compound their advantages. The ones that ignore it risk becoming invisible in the channels that increasingly matter most. That's your OnTap Daily for June 26, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.